Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 19 to 25. God, speaking again, laments the fact that he would treat his people like sons and daughters and give them everything they want, a desirable land and the most beautiful inheritance, better than any nation on the earth. God thought that they would value him as a father, that they would call him father and not turn away. But they have turned away, like a woman unfaithful to her husband. So they have been unfaithful to me, says the Lord. There's a cry that is heard in the empty heights. It's the crying and weeping and pleading of the people of Israel, because they have perverted their ways and have forgotten God. And so they're pleading for release. They're pleading for forgiveness and salvation. God says to them, "Come back to me, you faithless people, and I will cure your backsliding." It is the Lord who cures us of backsliding, and not we ourselves. And he does it in his particular way. He is not unkind, he is full of love, but he does cure us once and for all from backsliding. And God's people say, "Yes, we will come to you, because you are the Lord our God." They say to themselves, "All that commotion in the hills, all that deception in the mountains, it's just worthless. We want to go back to the Lord our God, because he will save us." They recognize that their shame and that their sinfulness has been from their youth, and that sinfulness and that shamefulness, the idolatry, has completely taken up their father's labours, has wasted the flocks and the herds, has depraved the sons and the daughters. And they say, "Let's lie down in our shame, let our disgrace cover us, because we've sinned against the Lord." They acknowledge that they have been out of order, that they have lost everything and they have gained nothing. Not just them, but their fathers as well. And they have been like that from their youth, right up until the present day. So they acknowledge their guilt, and they recognize that they have not obeyed the Lord. This is the only way for us also, for we also are faithless. We also have deceived the Lord, have tried to deceive the Lord. We also are faithless and backsliding. And yet the Lord continues to call us. And the breakthrough comes when we realise, yes, I am a sinner. I have been adulterous. I have been deceived by the things of this life. There is no salvation in any other but the God of Israel. The gods I have gone after have wasted my life, have wasted all my labours, have taken up all my possessions and even people in my family. And we feel our shame and disgrace. This is a very healthy place to be in, because it is then, when we acknowledge our sin and our guilt, it is then that we are willing to listen to the Lord and to perhaps obey him.